To my beloved Kehilo, it's Erev Shabbos once again. And as much as we had hoped that perhaps this would be the Shabbos when we would be together, when our beautiful Beis HaKnesses, our beautiful shul, would be reopened, and we would welcome the Shabbos Malkisa, the Shabbos Queen, and sing the Chadodi, and read Parshas Tzav, and feel the impact and the profundity of Shabbos HaGadol together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different plans. And once again, we will spend this Shabbos apart. For some of us, we'll have the opportunity to spend the Shabbos together with mishpachas, with family. Others will once again be spending another Shabbos alone, by themselves, in solitude. But there is no challenge to which we cannot rise. There is no difficulty that we cannot overcome. And we are confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and the day will come speedily, Emir Tzashem, when we will be zocha to once again be together. But I will tell you that over these weeks, Kabbalah Shabbos, which has always been my favorite time during the week, Kabbalah Shabbos is the time when I close my eyes and allow the nigunim, the songs, the words to lift me up. And amazingly enough, as much as I miss Kabbalah Shabbos in our shul so profoundly and so overwhelmingly, yet the ability to recite the words of Kabbalah Shabbos with my family, by myself, have given me the opportunity to reflect on these words in a little bit of a different way. So it struck me, really, last Shabbos, and I feel it again going into this Shabbos, that Kabbalah Shabbos opens with the words, L'chu niranenu la Hashem, which literally means, let us go, come, L'chu, let us go to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, the image is that we go out, we gather ourselves together in order to go ahead and reach the Ribono Shel Olam. Let's go together. So there's two messages. Number one, that we go to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go to greet God, we go to greet the Shabbos together. But what struck me is L'chu means let's go. So let's go. There could be two areas of focus. I could focus on what I'm going to, or I could focus on what I'm going from. So on one hand, I've always thought L'chu niranenu, the impact or the message is let's go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. But the truth is, there's another message. L'chu, in order to go out to greet God, you have to leave where you currently are. In order to l'chu, in order to go to the destination where you're going to rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to take leave of where you are currently standing. And perhaps what we say at the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos is l'chu. Let us take leave of the mundane things in life. Let us take leave of the things which hold us back. L'chu, let us walk away from the constraints which often define us in our Sunday through Friday life. L'chu, let's leave all of that behind and embrace the profundity and the majesty of Shabbos Kodesh. And so, my dear friends, as we enter into another Shabbos physically apart, we begin the Shabbos with the cry of L'chu, Niranenu La Hashem. The weeks are hard, and the days are difficult, and there's a sadness and there's a heaviness that is palpable. But alas, Shabbos Kodesh is upon us in just a few short hours. Let's find the strength to l'chu, not only to go out to greet God, but to leave behind the week, to leave behind the difficulties, to leave behind the challenges, just for 25 hours. They're going to be there when Matzei Shabbos comes. But for these next 25 hours of Shabbos Kodesh, let's allow ourselves to feel the holiness that is still very much present in this world, but is often obscured by the heaviness. Let us allow ourselves to feel the presence of God in our lives, which is always there, but sometimes is not as easy to connect with because of the challenges we have encountered. Let this be a Shabbos of l'chu niranenu la Hashem. Leave the mundanity, the weekday kite, the challenges behind, and let us go out to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to do it in your home. I'm going to do it in my home. But I know that my neshama is going to feel you. And I hope that your neshama feels me. May we zocha, all of us, together and individually, to take leave of the week and enter into Shabbos Kodesh. Wishing all of you a beautiful, uplifting, and meaningful Shabbos. A good Shabbos.